how to get involved at CITR.ca.
Good evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was a track from an artist named Wangshang Paro, if I'm spelling that or saying that correctly. And that's featured on a compilation called Begging the Moon. And it's a collection of early Thai music that was compiled on a compilation on Death Is Not the End Records, and I'm not exactly sure the time range. I think it's from 1945 to 1960 this music originally came out. And once again, that's a compilation called Begging the Moon out on Death Is Not the End Records. Really, really cool stuff. It's some old Thai music that you may have never heard otherwise, and the title track is what you heard. Which is also the name of the compilation. And you can check this out on the Death Is Not the End Bandcamp page, which is deathisnot.bandcamp.com. And I have played a few selections from this record label, as it's a really, really cool label. They put out some like cool mixtapes of London Pirate Radio, and then just some old rave advertisements from the 1990s. It's a really, really cool label. They're based out of the London, UK. They're also a radio show on NTS Radio. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm your host until 9 p.m. tonight. And we're going to play a lot of new stuff that I've been checking out recently. And up next, we're going to hear an artist that's coming through Vancouver in a few weeks. And that's a longtime singer, Beth Orton. And she's got a new album out called Weather Alive. And you're going to hear a track off of it called Friday Night. And Beth Orton is going to be playing at the Hollywood Theater on November 22nd, and that's down on West Broadway, 3123. I haven't actually been to the Hollywood Theater myself, so I may check out the show if I get the chance. And once again, that's Beth Orton, and you're going to hear from her new album called Weather Alive. After Beth Orton, we're going to hear something from Magpie, Eastern Canadian group out of Guelph, and a track off the new album called High Plains. We'll hear a track called Take It or Leave It, and they look like they're a five-piece, and they're doing pretty good on the national campus radio charts. You can check it out at therealmagpie.bandcamp.com. So we'll hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you, talk to you some more. It's right here on CITR. This is something from Beth Orton. This track is called Friday Night.
Star lay on my bed and it speaks to me. You know what I could go for right now? Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
For your oral listening pleasure, please join me, Marguerite, Sundays at 9 a.m. for Classical Chaos, classical music from around the world, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We'll see you then.
Spinning round as your mind can't seem to find what your heart's already found. When it gets so cold on the ledge of the new age, I never used to be this old. Stronger than you look, I've warned all the words. We've never read so many books. Well, I haven't cut my hair, my judgment's never. I could make a choice. Well, the length of the space makes you not want to take a side. It keeps my eyes on your face. My eyes on your face. I'm running low on gas. It takes forever to move this fast. same pair of jeans and we're down to the last Calabese. Running low on gas, it takes forever to move this fast. Worn the same pair of jeans and we're down to the last.
And from Guelph, Ontario, that was a group called Magpie and a track called Can of Beans. It's taken from the High Plains album. And that one is sitting currently on the National Campus Radio charts at, let me see what they're at right now, number 23. So it's a new entry, so I'm thinking it is a fairly new release. And you can check this out at therealmagpie.bandcamp.com. And you heard some saw on that track done by Marnie McCordy. And it looks like it's their, let me see, I think they have quite a few releases out. But anyways, before Magpie, you heard something from Beth Orton, a track off the new album called Weather Alive, and you heard the track called Friday Night, a very fitting track for tonight. And I think that's Beth Orton's first album in something like 6 years. And I don't believe she's played in Vancouver anytime soon, or anytime recently, at least in the time that I've been here. And I did a quick search, and the only thing I could find was a tour for the Daybreaker album that came out around 2002, so obviously it was around 2002, but there could have been a more recent show. I at least couldn't find anything by Google. But anyways, like I said, Beth Orton's going to be playing in Vancouver November 22nd at the Hollywood Theater down on West Broadway. And you could pick up your tickets. I think they're around $47 according to what the ticket web says. And once again, that's November 22nd, which is a Tuesday. And we're going to keep going with some more music on Canada Post Rock. And once again, I'm your host, P-Bone. Up next, we're going to hear something from Carla Del Forno out of Australia. Her third album was just released today, and it's called Come Around. We're going to hear a track off of that, something called Stay Awake. Really great stuff. This is out on her own label called Callista Records, and I think her original debut album in 2019 came out on Blackest Ever Black Records. If I'm not mistaken. But anyways, you can check out the Bandcamp at carladelforno.bandcamp.com. After that, oh, she makes some really great kind of nice pop music. Really, really really great stuff. After Carla Del Forno, we're going to hear something from a Calgary group, something called Summer Bruises. Check this out at summerbruises.bandcamp.com. We're going to hear a track off the album called Light to Waste, and we'll hear track called Summer Bruises. We're here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is new stuff from Carla Del Forno, and this is a track called Stay Awake off the album called Come Around.
Stay awake all the time, make no room for sleep. Hey, I'm Sarah from Alien Boys, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Summer Bruises and a track off the Light to Waste album, and that track is also called Summer Bruises. They're a Calgary-based band, and you can check it out at summerbruises.bandcamp.com. And this one is currently sitting at number 33 on the National Campus Radio charts, the Earshot-Online charts, and CITR also submits charts to this National Charting Report, and various other campus community radio stations submit theirs as well. So it's a great way to get your finger on the pulse of what kind of Canadian campus radio is playing. And before that, you heard something from Carla Del Forno and a track off the album called Come Around that was just released today. You heard the track called Stay Awake, and it's out on her own record label called Calista Records. And Carla Del Forno is based out of Castlemaine, Australia. And you're listening to Canada Pulse Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're going to keep going with some more music I've been checking out recently. We'll hear a band out of Toronto called Gloin, and they're a four-piece group that gets a bit of comparison to some kind of noisy rock, like in the vein of Sonic Youth. And we're going to hear a track called Dark Moto, a little bit kind of noisy, like I said, a little bit of a kind of post-punk edge to it. Check this out at gloinxo.bandcamp.com, and the album is called We Found This. And then after that, we're going to hear a really interesting Turkish group called, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it, but it's Bahtiyar Tas, and it's a new release called A Cape, and it's out on Zeal Records. And once again, it's a very interesting Turkish kind of arty synth pop group. And this one was just released this month, but it's I think a reissue of some music that came out from the 1980s. Once again, that's Bahtiyar Tas out on Zeal Records. We're gonna hear a track called Heda Bree. Really, really interesting stuff. Never really heard much like this in recent times. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Gloin out of Toronto. This track is called Dark Moto.
We'll be right back.
that was something else. That was Bakhtiar Toss, who I mistakenly referred to as a band. It's actually a one-man project. It's a one-man band. And he's a Turkish bassist with a very kind of Arabesque sound to it. And it originally came out in the 80s. This album is called A Cape, and it is being reissued by Zeal Records out of London, which is also a radio show on NTS Radio. And you heard the track called Heda Bray, pretty fire stuff. Before Bakhtiar Toss, you heard, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, you heard something from Gloin out of Eastern Canada with a track called Dark Moto off the We Found This Record. And they are based out of Toronto, and they have a new album that's doing pretty well on the national campus radio charts. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. And hope everyone's doing pretty good on this Friday night. And if you're looking for something to do this weekend, you can check out a really cool punk show tomorrow night at the Redgate. We're going to hear from a couple bands playing. Alien Boys are playing tomorrow night, and we're going to hear a track off their Night Danger album, and you'll hear a track called Dogs, and they're a local group, if you're not familiar, and once again, they're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Redgate, playing or opening for the Los Monjos show, and we're going to hear something from Los Monjos after that. They're from they're a Mexican punk group from Guadalajara. From Los Monjo, we're going to hear a track called Hey Tu. That's off the 2014 album called La Vida Que Todos Envidian. Hopefully I got that pronounced correctly. But yeah, so it should be a pretty cool show. As well as Los Monjo, you're going to hear Dust Blaster, TJ Felix, and Blimp. So it's a pretty stacked show. And that's tomorrow night at the Redgate. So yeah, after Los Monjo, we're going to hear something from Radas del Vaticano. They're a group out on Siltbreeze Records. We'll hear a track off the album called Mocosos Patéticos, and we're going to hear a track called Olibido. Sorry, I'm probably really pronouncing these very poorly, but anyways, this album originally came out in 2009, and they make some really, really great punk music. Once again, that's Radas del Vaticano out on Siltbreeze Records. And let me see. Yeah, they're from Brazil, as far as I know. And yeah, so anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Alien Boys and a track called Dogs.
Track, no, lead back to my
Debut EP, Escape from Lizard City, goes live on Friday, July 1st. Buy the cassette and lyric book on Bandcamp or stream wherever you listen to music. For the last 2.5 years, you could avoid everyone except yourself. Welcome to Lizard City.
Oh, I see the love thickening over time.
Now Eurovision. Hey, actually it's called Shindig.
Prepare for the ultimate battle of the bands. The best from Vancouver's musicians come together to show their talents. Starting with 16 bands and one final winner.
Qualifiers on November 1st, 5th, 18th and 27th, with the finale on December 2nd at the Redgate Art Society. Be there or like be square.
Prepare for Shindig.
We're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and definitely check out Shindig. It's always a great time, and fortunately, I didn't catch this week's show, but I'll definitely be at the other shows upcoming. And you can always head to CITR.ca to check out the lists and can check out the band camps of the bands coming up, I believe. But what you just heard was two Mexican punk bands, and what you most recently heard was Ratas del Vaticano off the Mocosos Patéticos album out on Salt Breeze Records from 2009. You heard a track called Olibido, and I mistakenly referred to them as Brazilian, but apologies. Before that, Los Manjo with a track called Hey Tu, and this is off the La Vida Que Todos Envidian, sorry. And they're playing tomorrow night at the Red Gate, along with the band you heard at the top of the set, Alien Boys, with their track Dog is what you heard. So it should be a really, really great show, pretty stacked lineup, and hopefully there's still tickets available. So up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to go into some more kind of rock and I guess a little bit more kind of synthy pop territory. We're going to hear a band that's made up of a member of Pleasure Leftists, who I play quite often, and that's Himiko, or Haley Himiko, I should say, the singer, and she has a new project out, a new band called Disintegration. They're also based out of Cleveland. They have a new EP out called Time Moves For Me, and it was released in October. Check it out at disintegrationcleveland.bandcamp.com. And it does really have that very similar vocal style to Pleasure Leftists, very low almost very hard to, or almost unintelligible lyrics that you can't really make out. Really, really great vocal style from Haley, really like all the projects she's involved with. We're going to hear a track called Make a Wish from Disintegration. And then after that, we're going to hear something from Buh Records, which is a label out of Lima, Peru. They have a new release out from Varsovia, making some really interesting kind of synthy electronic punk. The new album is called Disonar e Destruu. Destruu? I don't know, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce that, but you're going to hear a track called, Cuerpos Anastadio. I'm really sorry about that. But anyways, you can just check out buhrecords.bandcamp.com. And this is a also a group from Lima, Peru, Varsovia. And I think this is their second release from the 2014 album that they put out that I hadn't actually heard. I just recently discovered this group on the Brainwashed podcast. And it's really, really great stuff. Once again, that's Varsovia. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Cleveland in a group called Disintegration. This track is called Make a Wish.
anestesiados, cuerpos modificados, para matar y no pensar, para matar y no pensar, para matar y no pensar. Para matar y no pensar, cuerpos anestesiados, cuerpos anestesiados, cuerpos anestesiados. Para mirar y no atrás, para mirar y no atrás, para mirar y no atrás. Cuerpos controlados, cuerpos controlados. Para morir sin libertad, para morir sin libertad, para morir sin libertad.
And we're back. That was Varsovia with a track off the Dissonar Y Destru album. And that was a track called Cuerpos Anestesiados. And it's out on Ba Records out of Lima, Peru. And they're a really great kind of synth electronic punk group. And you can check this out at barecords.bandcamp.com. Prior to that, you heard a project from Cleveland, something called Disintegration. It's a new project from Haley from Pleasure Leftists, and you heard the track off the new EP called Time Moves For Me and the track called Make A Wish. Check this out at disintegrationcleveland.bandcamp.com. And you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, we're going to hear a couple artists that are playing in town this weekend. We're going to hear something from Ash Loren, or Loren, I should say, and a track, or she's playing tonight at Paradise, and it's going to be a late show. Doors open at 11, so it's going to be running quite late. And if you're not familiar, Paradise is a members-only venue, and you can find out more if you're a member. But they have some really great electronic shows all the time. And once again, that's Ash Loren, and she's a... I think old school kind of house electronic artists from Atlanta as well as Detroit. And we're going to hear something off an album called Truth. And we'll hear a track called Dancing in the D. And once again, that's tonight. Tomorrow night, there's going to be a show from Zebra Cats. This one's also at Paradise. We're going to hear a track from Zebra Cats' 2020 album called Less Is More. You'll hear a track called Ish. Really great. Chopped up rap. Actually, I'm not sure if that's a great description, but anyways, Zebra Cats plays tomorrow night, and it's also going to be another late show. Doors open at 11, and you can find out more by just doing a search for Paradise Vancouver. And yeah, so we'll hear these two artists and then get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is them from Ash Loren, a track off the Truth album on FWM Records. This track is called Dancing in the D. Thank you.
dancing in the deep. All eyes on me. Don't need no sleep. Just moving my feet. Girls in the club. Doing what we love. Forget about the past. Just shaking my ass. Dancing in the deep. All eyes on me. Don't need no sleep. Just moving my feet. Girls in the club. Doing what we love. Forget about the past. Just shaking my ass. Dancing in the deep.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek coffee today.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge. as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
Was something from Zebra Cats with a track called Ish off the Less Is More album, and Zebra Cats is playing tomorrow night at Paradise, and doors open at 11, playing along with Marinex and Ludwig. And before that you heard something from Ash Loren with a track called Dancing in the D off the Truth album, and Ash Loren's playing tonight in Vancouver at Paradise as well, and doors open at 11, so will be quite a late show. And we're going to keep going with some more music on Canada Post Rock, and we'll move into a little bit more kind of experimental territory. And we'll hear some Canadian post rock with something from the Constellation record label. We'll hear a couple artists from that. The track that you're going to hear next is something from Key Avil, who's based in Montreal, a track off the Crease album that came out this year. We'll hear a track called Gone Again, and then after that, something from Jessica Moss, a longtime member of Silver Mount Zion and other various projects on Constellation Records. The latest album is called Galaxy Heart and just came out in October, and I played a couple tracks off of this, I do believe, but we're going to hear a track called Enduring Oceans. But first, right here out of Montreal, this is Key of Eel and a track called Gone Again. Something from Jessica Moss, a track off the new album called Galaxy Heart. The track was called Enduring Oceans, And that track features a music video. Before that, out of Montreal with Key Aviel with a track called Gone Again off the Crease album that came out this year. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR. And thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back next week with some more great music. I'm going to leave you with something from Lies Records out of New York. They have two new releases that came out today on Bandcamp Friday. What you're going to hear next is something from Man Is Drawn and a track off the album called Body of Void, a track called Blow Up. Really interesting kind of industrial house, a little bit of kind of a darker, sinister sound. And I do believe this is the work of a guy named Takafumi Okado, and he's from Japan and a member of a group called Goat. Really cool stuff. And once again, that's Man Is Drawn on Lies Records. After Man Is Drawn, we're going to hear something from Tom Carruthers. I do believe I've played him before. The latest release is called Programmed World. You'll hear a track called Data Sync, second album out on Lies Records, I do believe. But anyways, check this out at liesrecords.bandcamp.com. This is something from Man Is Drawn. This track is called Blow Up. And thanks for tuning in. Like I said, keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. This track is called Blow Up.
Soca Storm.
A good song versus a bad song. Now what is a song? We detect it and we feel it.
Soca music can be best described as jump up music. During carnival time, we party, or as we say, fet. We jump in the streets, and soca music is definitely the driving force.
Because ka is the first letter in the Sanskrit alphabet. It represents movement, and soca is the power of movement.
But